Next is Princess Clary.
A hand above the water, an angel reaching for the sky. Is it raining in heaven? Do you want us to on every lonely avenue, no one could reach them, no one but you. One by one, only the good die young. Without you. Another tricky situation. I get to drowning in the blues, and I find myself thinking, well, what would you sense of your leaving. Was it the way it was planned? Oh, and so we grace another table and raise our glasses one more time. There's a face.
Clary.
Cut.
Snuff the show.
I'm taking over.
Snowfenda is coming in here. She's climbing in your window. She's cutting your people off. Your
chopsticks, you better. Hide your rice.
Hide your rice. An Asian invasion. I like that. Valk, you have not gone first yet, so what did you think?
At the beginning, I was kind of like, but then, like, as it went on, your emotion got all epic, and, like, it got all pretty, and, well, it was pretty the whole time, but, like, the beginning, I was kind of not feeling it, and then, like, when it started to build, you got all into it and built it. My only, like, note was, like, when you did that high window at the end, well, it was on the word window, like, it sounded, like, weird. And that was pretty much the only thing that I noticed.
What did you think, Allison?
I thought this was really, really pretty. Like, I mean that sincerely. I don't know why I made such a sarcastic voice for that. I really thought it was pretty. Anyway, it was really pretty. I agree that the emotion at first, I thought it was, like, a little bit, not, like, blah, but, like, it felt like you weren't all emotional. But then, like, somewhere around the middle to the end, it was just like, bam, yeah. I am so emotional and awesome. And it was just, oh, so lovely. It was,
yeah.
Like, really, really great throughout, so.
After the first chorus, I think she started to, like, really pick up her emotion. Especially at the end when she was, like, belting and stuff. I was like, oh, hot damn. I was like, so good. It was really beautiful. I, like, really loved your emotion, especially at the end. It was, like, oh, my God, incredible. There was one moment when you said the phrase, life goes on without you, and I'm not really sure when it was. I just remember it was, like, very, like, quiet and, like, almost reserved sounding, and it was, like, oh, so phenomenal.
Yeah, really good dynamics.
And I really hated... There was... dynamics were awesome, which is, I think, an interesting point to bring up, because normally we don't talk about dynamics in critiques. I've never, ever heard anybody be like, oh, like, you had fantastic dynamics. But that's, like, a really important part of singing, and I think we tend to forget that. There was a point when you said hell, and I don't know if you were, like, doing, like, a hell thing with your voice, or if you mic puffed. I couldn't tell if it was a mic puff or, like, a thing on your, like, a scratchiness that you put on your voice. So that kind of confused
me. I think she
me.
Put it on because she did it again on Goodbye later.
So... Oh, okay, maybe. Maybe I just didn't notice. Okay, well, those were my notes entirely, so...
Yay.
Done?
Done.
I feel like I have to do something silly every time now instead of saying done. Anyway.
Up next is OMG Awkward Turtle.
Always been the kind of girl that hid my face. So afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream right inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know. To let you know. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let light shine on me. Now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. Do you know what it's like to feel so in the dark? To dream about a life where you're the shining star. Even though it seems like it's too far away, I have to believe in myself. It's the only way. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. Now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me.
OMG, Awkward Turtle!
Oh, snap. This isn't rock. I do not condone this.
She, like, Skyped me today, and she was like, Rochelle, can I do Camp Rock, please? And I was like, yeah, sure, because I thought it was, like, funny. And I figured, like, okay.
There was a list of, like, 14 musicals, so, like, but yeah, the thing is, I'm not okay with this, because it's not even rock, it's pop.
You're just raging because it's Camp Rock. I think it's funny, and it was worth the awesome cuteness. And I figured, Who else is going, who else would it, like, if we had put Camp Rock on the list, the only other person that maybe would have done it is, like, Jeffers, and he's immune, so he can't complain. So, like,
but it's not rock, it's pop. Well, Disney sings, like, pop, it's like rock.
Pop or, rock. Yeah. I mean, it's more,
it's called Camp Rock.
They're rock, I don't know.
No, I do agree. It's totally pop.
I just really, really, really wanted to hear Dirtle do this song. I'll be honest.
I think it's still, it's like pop rock.
Yeah, so. Pop rock.
It has a guitar in it. It doesn't mean it's rock.
Valk is angry. Allison, what did you think? We don't want to hear Valk speak anymore.
Rage.
I thought you were adorable as always. And, I thought that you were a little bit flat sometimes, especially during, like, the choruses. It might have just been, you might have compressed it. I'm not sure if you did, actually. I don't want to say anything because I might be wrong. But you were a little bit flat during the choruses, so just watch on that. And you had, like, a little bit of a weird enunciation, I felt. Maybe it's just me, but...
Yeah, I think you need to open your mouth more, because it's, like, on am and I and me... And those are things, like, if you open your mouth more, then it'll come out sounding enunciated more.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you're, like, not muttering. It just sounds like you're kind of nasally when you do it. So it sounds uncomfortable almost. So
yeah.
Just kind of watch that. But, y'all. I liked it overall.
It was cute. I liked your harmonies at the end. That was kind of cool. I was like, woo, nice. I think you had some reverb in there, which was pretty nice, too. I heard a little bit of, like, an echoey thing, and I liked that. There was a point when you said me. Oh, when you held out this is me towards the end, like, for the longer period of time when you had to hold that out. It started to, like, die off at the end. So I think just, like, take a bigger breath so you can sustain that note. And your timing was, like, a little wonky, like, at, like, one of the choruses, like, your background singers were, like, a little bit ahead of you, so just watch that as well. But other than that, yeah. Like, I thought your energy was really great, and you were so cute, and I believe that this is you.
Yeah. My only note nice. Was the pronunciation, and it's not rock, so, yeah.
Okay, we're done, Val, you can stop.
Rage.
Done. A noise, Allison?
Boil.
Next is Bryson.
One song, glory. One song before I go, glory. One song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain. Glory from the pretty boy front man, who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet. Glory in the eyes of a young girl, a young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory on another empty life. Time flies, time, dies. Glory, one blaze of glory, one blaze of glory, glory. Find one song in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold. Glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then no need to endure anymore. Time dies.
Bryson.
I like predicted the exact song you would do. It makes me happy.
Oh yeah, Val was really pleased about that.
Bryson.
You've improved a lot at singing.
Yeah, definitely.
In general, like I think overall, just like you've gotten a lot better. I, like, really liked your emotion on this, especially at the beginning. Like, your first couple, like, one songs were, like, really intense and really good. I thought you did a good job with that. Your emotion kind of fell a little bit when you started to go towards the end where you got yellier. And I think it was because you were nervous that you were probably yelling. You're, like, one blaze of glory, were really yelly. But I really liked some of your other, like, more belty moments. Like, you had some pretty decent belty moments, which I really liked. You felt, like, just under the pitch at a couple places, but that's okay. And on your first time flies, that part, on your flies, you started to do the run, and you, like, stopped in the middle. You were like, time flies, and, like, it went pitchy because you held that middle note too long. So, like, you, like, fell pitch-wise because that one, you, like, didn't finish the run, which was, like, kind of strange. Dun, dun, but other than that, I am like, yeah.
No. This is kind of, like, iffy for me. It sounded too low for you at the beginning. And then when it got to the belty parts, you, like, went off, like, the blaze of glories, and then, like, the virus takes hold, I think, sounded off to me, and, like, the second verse sounded, it didn't sound, like, as low as the first verse did, but it still sounded, like, off, and the emotion was pretty good.
Yeah, I still liked it. I thought he had good energy.
Yeah,
I definitely think you had really good energy throughout. I also thought you were really pitchy, actually. I thought the beginning was awesome, though. I was like, whoa, I knew you were good, but like, whoa. I was pretty surprised. And yeah, I thought you were a bit pitchy around like the middle area, especially when you're like starting. Wow, that was weird. Starting to like belt more, and you got a little bit flat too at times. But I thought this was really, really well done energy wise, and you emotionally it was really well done too. So.
Yay. Yeah.
Nice
one, Bryson. Nice. Allison, I think you make us weird.
Probably.
Mabby.
All right, well, I am done.